What you see is taking place, to be sure, but it is one slice, and it is the totality of that that is what this war is about and being made up of. I hear scraps of information, and if I had a sufficient number of scraps that it began to make a persuasive case, that I would opine on it.
I've not read the magazine, so if in fact it says what you said it said, namely that I've changed my mind, that would be inaccurate also. Where I am is exactly where I have been. It is perfectly proper for individuals to opine on that, absent any analytical work or any justification, because people can say what they wish to say. It is not responsible for us to opine on that, absent analytical work or justification. So instead of opining, what we have been doing is analyzing the situation.
I must say that as someone who reads intelligence every day, as you do, I find that corrections are being made fairly continuously, that you review a week's worth of intel, and 2 months later they come back and say, well, we said this on this date, that we have new information that suggests this or that. Until there's good, solid evidence that it doesn't exist, we have to assume that it is in place and functioning in one way or another. Our hope, our expectation is that they probably had multiple methods. They had redundant systems. We did not choose this war. Saddam Hussein was given a choice by the international community. Give up your weapons of mass murder or lose power. He chose unwisely. And now he will lose both. Weapons, dumb bombs, dumb bombs. Weapons, dumb bombs, dumb bombs, dumb bombs. Weapons. Attack on the Iraqi people, terribly unpleasant circumstance. There is no comparison. Terribly unpleasant circumstance. Degree of precision. Weapons, 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 weapons. As impressive as anything anyone could see. The care that goes into it, the humanity. To be sure, it's done in a way, in a manner, and in a direction, and with a weapon that is appropriate to that very particularized target. The humanity that goes into it. The humanity that goes into it. The humanity that goes into it. As in Afghanistan, our objective in Iraq is conquest and colonization. Iraq belongs to the American people. Our objective is to bring down a regime that threatens the American people with our weapons of mass destruction and create conditions where the American people can establish a new government, one that respects the rights of its diverse population and the aspirations of all Iraqis to live in freedom and the American people to choose their leaders. I think foreign forces in any country are unnatural. And I would think no country would prefer to have foreign forces in their country for long periods. We don't intend to. The president said we'll stay as long as we're needed, not one day longer.
How do we win this battle of ideas? What has to change in our country organizationally? Overt, covert, either one. So that we can have a higher confidence that we're reducing the number of people who...
You know, you could take that question and parse it and point out how imperfect it was, but I would not want to do that right before the holidays. I think that would be wrong.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to be gracious to you, even though it's obviously a question that can't be answered quite the way you put it.
Others have done what I said, taken you to a backyard under a rose bush and said, I was told not to destroy it. I was told to bury it and keep it. And not let anyone know about it. Now, where's the truth? Maybe they're both true. Now, if someone wants to take that and multiply it by 1, 2, 3, 4 years, you can come up with a number that's 100 billion, as the Washington Post did, or 200 billion, or 300 billion.
But you don't believe this.
I don't know. I have said I don't know. Well, if we knew, we would say.
There are weapon caches all over that country. They were using schools, hospitals, mosques to hide weapons. Think of it, in Bosnia, in the last 6 months, they have found 40 tons of weapons in a country that we've occupied for 6 years. So Saddam Hussein spent his money on palaces and on torturing people and on weapons, and he's got a lot of them.
They're going to have to do it
having a
with a low-intensity conflict going on
in our history,
and that's a lot harder.
24 hours a day, television.
They're going to have to do it
radio,
also, having had 3 decades
internet,
of being scarred
and more
by
people
a vicious dictatorship.
To what is
where
place.
In that dictatorship, anything that was not permitted was prohibited.
Hundreds
and some people, it's backwards.
In
today,
the free press,
in a free, liberated Iraq, where 23 million
States,
people now, anything that's not prohibited is permitted. Just the reverse. But you're right.
And this is a regime that is developing
and
has weapons of mass destruction. That is a danger. We have avoided saying X number of years or X billions of dollars because it would be deceptive. And they were all wrong. They were all wrong. They were wrong by a factor of one, two, three times. And I looked at that and I said, if it's not knowable, isn't it a bigger disservice to the American people to guess than it is to say the truth? It's just factually not true. Fair enough. Let me say what the facts are. Not true. We have not stated, we have not said this is what it is going to cost. When we've been asked what's it going to cost, if we knew, we would dearly love to tell people. In fact, I would overstate, not understate, because I'd much rather deliver more than's promised than deliver less than's promised.
We all believe that it's important that it be done, that it's important we get other countries to participate in it. We intend to see it through. And it's going to take some patience. And when it's done, it's going to be darn well worth having done. And I don't think that the fact that there is an instance where something was inaccurate ought to in any way paint a broad brush on the intelligence that we get and suggest that that's a pattern or something.
There's no question that the strike was successful. We have photographs of what took place. The question is, what was in there? And until we gather sufficient information and intelligence and have more than one source that gives us conviction, we have to assume that the operation is proceeding. What they do with themselves is up to them, and what the people around them do with them is up to the people around them. I guess time will tell what kinds of judgments they'll make. So far, they've made very poor judgments.
I think that the information we had over a period of time that I cited, that the intelligence community gave to me, and I read, as opposed to ad-libbing, was correct. It was carefully stated.
Do not obey regime orders to use weapons of mass destruction. Do not obey orders to use innocent civilians.
The president said what he looked for in Iraq was a country that didn't have weapons of mass destruction, that was at peace with its neighbors, that was respectful of the various religious and ethnic minorities and majorities in the country, and was a single country. There are plenty of ways people can live together who don't like each other and don't agree with each other in countries and fashion a system that permits representation of various types. And if it happens, it'll be a wonderful thing for that region.
I believe that the intelligence community was correct, that he had these capabilities, and that he, we know he's used them in the past. It's not like this is some innocent.
The objective in the global war on terror is to prevent another attack like September 11th, or a biological, nuclear, or chemical attack that would be worse before it happens. We can say with confidence that the world is a better place today because the United States led a coalition of forces into action
down,
in Iraq,
bogged down,
in Iraq,
bogged down,
in Iraq,
bogged down in a long and costly war.
That's what the Paul says.
Well, yeah, but you know, leaders don't run around chasing polls. Leaders lead, and the president looked at that part of the world and he said there were pieces of indications of cooperation. I don't know what significant pattern. In other words, I'm not going to say that they're incorrect, nor can anyone say what I said is incorrect, which was provided by the Central Intelligence Agency. So we have said we don't know what it will cost. We have said it's not knowable how long it will last, the war. We never said it would be fast or slow. We didn't know. We also indicated that we could not know about whether a lot of very harmful things could happen, that some of the neighboring countries could be destabilized if there were a long war, that the dams could be broken and people flooded out, that the oil fields could be set aflame, that there could be a humanitarian crisis. Now, none of those bad things happened. We warned about them. We were concerned about them. We planned for them. We were ready to deal with them in the event they occurred. As to cost, we never said that we knew what it would cost. And we said that because it's the truth.
Well, it wasn't
knowable.
We have been using Iraqis for Iraqi security forces from day one. We're now up to 100,000. Many of these people came from the army. They came from different Iraqi security groups, police. And they're doing a great job. They're out there on the front line in the war on terrorism, helping to provide security in the country. And they're getting killed.
Why would I think I was wise enough to look into the future and know an answer?
So looking at
it, I never did. Why would I think I was wise enough to look into the future and know an answer?
So looking at it,
I never did. Why would I think I was wise enough to look into the future and know an answer?
So looking at it,
I never did.
I'm told that the statement in the president's speech was correct, not inaccurate, the way it was phrased. The mistake was having it in there, not because it is known that it was wrong, but because it didn't rise to the stature or status of a presidential speech. And Director Tenet, who's a terrific public servant and a very talented person, put out a statement that answered the whole question. And it seems to me the president and he have both clarified that.